I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Herbert Walker Bush.
CIA.
CIA.
Evil, if you look into everything they've done.
He engineered his whole life to become president. He had Reagan shot. And his father, Prescott Bush. Was
there Kennedy?
Prescott Bush was a senator. And he traded with the Nazis. Like, he got censured by the Senate for selling goods to the Nazis back when they were. There was a lot of Americans making money selling shit to Hitler.
Yeah.
If you ever go to 30, so 30 Rock, where
I was almost there. Yeah.
You were almost there. But then you said something terrible. Just terrible. Shane, how dare you? I just remembered. Get out of my house. Oh. Shame on you, Shane Gillis.
I like my SNL cast.
Shame on you.
I didn't get cut.
I worked at Conan, which is in the same building, and the producer is Jeff Ross, not Jeffrey Ross, the comedian. This is the producer, and he was really interested in history, and he said, "You want to see something cool?" And he took me into there was a stairwell in 30 Rock, and he took me in there, and he pushed my head down. No, and there's these big red pipes in the stairwells that are feeding the whatever sprinklers. I don't know what they are. Big iron red pipes that have been there since 30 Rock was built back in the mid late 30s by Rockefeller. And there's a big spigot coming off of the side of one of them with a big, you know, wheel. It's some release valve. And on the side of it is a fucking Nazi, like an embossed Nazi. And it's raised, you know, it's not painted.
Oh, it's in the, yeah.
It's a Nazi, a swastika. And he said, these are, all of the steel in this building is Nazi steel. It's all German steel. That was the flag.
Fuck?
It wasn't a political flag. Like, it was a political flag, but it was also just the flag of Germany.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you bought German steel, it was like made in USA.
Yeah, you're not going to tear down the building.
It had a swastika on it. And they bought it. And all of the steel in 30 Rock has swastikas on it. But they at one point, they turn them into the corners. But they can't turn these spigots. So every time I used to go to 30 Rock, holy like when I hosted SNL, I would take anybody who didn't know about it and show it to them. But the last time I went there, they had shaved it down. Somebody got in there with a thing and shaved it down.
Holy shit.
But so that's how fucked up. So that's Prescott Bush was one of the guys making money on Nazis. And then it's Skull and Bones guy.
Yeah.
George Bush. H.W.
Skull
Bush,
and Bones.
Skull and Bones. But he was a kind of a Nixon-y thing where I think he went too far. He got Reagan shot. He just went through too many fucked up things.
He was CIA, man.
He was supposed to win. But this is when I started to believe in this country. Was when Clinton ran for president because, and again, not based on politics even, but how dug in Reagan and Bush felt. And Bush just felt like, you ain't gonna beat this guy with nothing. These guys are in and there's Dick Cheney in there. And Donald Rumsfeld, these fucking guys are like, these are hard ass fucking guys who don't bleed. You just don't believe they bleed. And they got it all worked out. And they've been there for 12 fucking years.
Yeah.
And here comes Clinton, whose mom was a blackjack dealer in Vegas and whose dad died in a 3-inch puddle. He died. He was drunk and he hit a tree and was launched out of his car and landed in 3 little feet of water and drowned in it. That was Clinton's dad. And then his name was
that his real dad or his
stepdad? Dad's last name is Jefferson.
Yeah.
It would have been another Jefferson. That was his real dad. His mom then married a guy named Clinton.
And changed his name.
And had Roger. And his mom, and that guy used to beat the shit out of his mom. And the second Clinton got big enough, one night his stepdaddy came home drunk and he stood up to him and he said, if you hit my mom again, I'm going to kill you. And he used to protect his little brother. And his little brother was like an orphan. His dad's a drunk.
Yeah.
So the dad disappears. And the day that Clinton turned 18, he was already in charge of the family. The day he turned 18, he took his brother to City Hall. And he said, you know what I'm doing today? I'm changing my last name to Clinton so that you and me are real brothers. That's why his last name is Clinton.
Yeah.
That's who Bill Clinton is. okay? And he fucked a bunch of 10-year-old girls on a jet.
He also fucked those kids. But he did. That's the problem.
I don't know, man. I have no idea. I don't know. It wasn't my looking, pussy. It wasn't my pussy.
It so wasn't mine, report. But it's not looking good.
Oh, it's not looking good at all.
I mean, he took a know. Lot of those. He loved the ladies, which you know, I know you can't about knock it. A guy for liking ladies, but.
Those aren't ladies. Those are babies. Well,
no, I meant his reputation.
Look, I don't know. I don't
fucking outside know. Of banging the kids, his reputation was.
Love the ladies.
Lewinsky yes. and the other sure. lady.
So, Clinton. But Clinton was this fucking country good old boy. And they threw. And I mean, we had just lost Gary Hart. He was. That's why Dukakis ran.
Yeah.
Because Gary Hart. Got caught with a chick. And so that was Democrats' problems. Is the
ladies. Getting too much pussy.
Too much pussy. And so Clinton shows up and the first thing that happens in New Hampshire is fucking Jennifer Flowers. And but then there was this feeling that it was a kind of a circus. And I remember Howard Stern's guy, Stuttering John. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Stuttering John? Stuttering John, Jennifer Flowers' first her press conference. It was like a serious thing. And she's like, yes, I did have sex with him. And then you heard Stuttering John say, are you planning to have sex with any more Democratic candidates? And she laughed and everybody laughed. To me, that was the moment where everybody was like, who gives a fuck who he fucked? Hillary stood by him, did the interview with him and Barbara Walters. A light fell from the grid and crashed on the floor right next to them. And the Clintons hugged and they were both crying. So it was like they're under a lot of stress and they almost, one of them died. And it was and Barbara Walters saw this and told everyone the story. And so it was like, everybody started to love Bill Clinton. Same as Oliver yeah. North.
You ever looking at the Clinton body count?
What's that?
How many people they've killed?
Oh, you mean Foster, the guy from
yeah,
the
shot
travel
himself.
Office.
Didn't he shoot himself twice? There's a bunch of guys who shot themselves twice in the head, stuff like that.
I don't know. But the Republican, this is the only history. Dick Cheney shot a guy in the face.
Dick Cheney, yeah, but that was fun. He was having fun with it.
I know,
guy.
I'll tell you about that. But so Clinton made me feel like, I can't believe this. They just got rid of the Bushes.
Yeah.
They got rid of Cheney. They really, in my lifetime, that didn't exist, the idea of that. So I was pretty fucking impressed. Likewise with Obama later. But so that made me think, you know, maybe this is actually some kind of, you know, and then later you learn that Clinton and Gore together learned how to go for business and tell big business, look, we're going to make you a fortune. Don't worry about the social issues. We're going to take care of the poor. We're going to do all kinds of programs, but we're getting rid of wealth. He got rid of welfare. And he was also a death penalty governor.
Yeah.
He put a retarded guy in an electric chair. He put a retarded guy in the electric chair when he was governor. He literally just like, he was drunk and he just said, come here. And he's like, what are you doing? And he just took him and he put him in it. And he said, never mind, just fucking shut up. Killed a retarded guy single-handedly. Clinton, anyway, Clinton, I loved Clinton when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I loved Clinton, just loved him. And I remember when Coretta Scott King died. Her funeral, he closed it. Like, I think Jesse Jackson was there. Every president was there. Everybody, past president, all the greats came to make speeches. And then Clinton wasn't, George W. Bush was president now. So Bush went before, but he let Clinton close. Mm-hmm. They all made speeches about how far we've come and the importance of Martin Luther King. And then they'd make a comment about her. It was really about Martin Luther King. And then she was a great woman. And Clinton just fucking talked. He went up there and he leaned on the podium and he said, you know, we're all talking about a lot of stuff here, but there's a woman in that box. Like, he literally pointed at her dead body. There's a woman in that box.
Fine. Beautiful.
A woman who, supple. Who had, he said, she had dreams. She had passions. She was, and he talked, said, made one word that would sound a little sexy.
Yeah.
And look at her kids. And what are they going to do? They're already dealing with their daddy's legacy. That's a burden on them. That's a burden on them. And it was a burden on her. And now it passes to them. And my God, what is it like to be them now? And you just hear people going, oh, that's what Clinton just had that ability. And he fucked so many children. Just hundreds of them.
But he did fuck those kids on that island.
On the island of kid fuckers.
What was
Where
he
do you
doing?
Go? What else are you going to do on that island? What are you going to go to that island and just stand by the Pepsi machine? And just,
like, Trump went there.
Look at your phone?
Trump only hung out with the staff.
Totally.
That's true. And it is funny, the politics I have instilled in me.
Yeah.
I just remembered I hated Clinton.
Just loved him.
I was eight or however.
I was
like five.
I was in New Orleans for a film festival. I'd made a little shitty short film and it won Best Comedy at the New Orleans Film Festival. And I went down there. And this was back when you had to send a VHS of your movie and then you'd get it in the mail. You'd get a letter. I got a letter in the mail saying you won an award. So I went down to New Orleans. I was a kid, 1992. So I was a kid. I was 18 plus 7, whatever that is. 25? Sounds good. I went to New Orleans and I'm just walking around a park and then this fucking bus pulls up with Clinton Gore on the side. And they just get out and start a rally. And there's people just started showing up. It was like at some park. And next thing I know, I'm at a Clinton. And Al Gore comes out and he says, the governor can't talk because his voice is destroyed by all these rallies. So I'm going to make the speech. And then he talked. Yeah, and then
kind of
we're going to return around. So it was just boring. Yeah. And then Hillary came out and said a few things. Nobody cared. And then Clinton came out and it was like, oh, he's going to die. And he was like, and he was a little hushed, but he made an amazing speech. And I was standing there and I watched him make this speech. And then he came down off the podium and he just walked. I stood there. Some guy handed me a placard. And so I had this placard, Clinton Gore, and he found me and this. There was this lady next to me and she had a throwaway camera. That's how long ago this was. And she goes, can you take a picture of me with the governor? So I took a picture of her with Clinton. And some guy took a placard and put it in front of their faces. And he swatted it down. He said, what's wrong with you? Screamed at this guy. And he said to me, take it again.
Oh, my God.
So I took another picture. Clinton. 8 years. The king of the world. Unbeatable. Gets Monica Lewinsky. Gets... impeached.
The crime bill, though, that wasn't great.
I don't fucking care what these guys do. Just a super interesting guy.
It's funny. It's just funny to speak at
crime bill.
Coretta's funeral and then be like, crime bill.
I don't know. So Clinton and Gore's vice president. And one of the fly in the wall moments, like the thing I wish I was there for, is apparently somewhere Clinton and Gore had to do an event together. And this is when Clinton needed to tell Gore that he fucked Monica Lewinsky. Because Gore backed him up.
Yeah, everybody believed him.
Yes. When he was saying, like, let me tell you, we got to get in the business. I did not have sex with that. I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. And we have, like, he slipped her name in. So he sat in a limousine with Gore, apparently, and said, I fucked her, it's coming out. And Gore was like, well, gosh darn it. Jeez, Bill. I mean, it's like you're doing it to me on purpose. My God. And they just sat in that limo and they dealt with it.
Yeah.
There's another fly on the wall moment with them later on September 11th. Gore was in Canada. He was flying in Canada and his plane was grounded and he couldn't fly into this. Nobody could fly. So he got a car. He rented a car. Because they're all losers now. And he drove.
He's a fucking loser.
Yes. And he drove to back to Washington, but he stopped in Chappaquiddick and he got there like midnight. I'm Chappaquiddick. What's the name of the Chappaqua? Where the Clintons live. They live in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Chappaqua. He stopped at Clinton's house and they sat in the kitchen apparently till like, you know, 3 a.m. just talking. That I wish I could have been in that room.
Yeah, just like,
for that.
Damn, we
on 9/11.
We could have got him.
Yes. Yeah. So,
do you remember that guy?
Which guy?
No, this is them sitting in the kitchen like, holy shit, it was him?
Yes, exactly.
Hinckley?
Yeah. Exactly.
He did it?
Exactly. So, Clinton gone. And then, Gore and Bush. And you had the crazy, I mean, I'm getting tired, so it's hard to get into like Bush's the hanging chads.
Yeah.
And Bush was another like, this is going to be a nightmare. And I remember, here's what I hated about, because I wasn't predisposed to hate Bush. Because I heard he was like a compassionate conservative. That was the word on Bush.
Yeah.
Compassionate conservative. And I could read on him that he was a kid of my, he was like of my generation or just above, that he was a post Summer of Love guy. Like, you know, Clinton loved saying that he had, what's her name, Madeleine Albright. And, but Bush had black people and women in his cabinet as a matter of like, he's like, why wouldn't
yeah.
he? Like for Bush, it wasn't, it stopped the bigotry of the Republican Party. And by the way, Democrats, tons of it also stopped at, because Clinton was like, you got to have a couple of darkies in there. Otherwise people get mad, you know, and the gals are good, you know, it's not a bad thing. It helps you. But Bush was like, Condoleezza Rice is fucking amazing. Yeah. She's going to run everything. Colin Powell. So I liked Bush in that sense, but I remember he was interviewed about foreign policy, and he just sounded like a fucking idiot. He didn't know anything. He knew nothing. And then he took a day and crammed and did it again. And then they were like, what about North Korea? And he goes, okay, so North Korea, got Kim Il-sung and then in the South, those were, and he just answered like that, like real quick. Canned answers. And I remember they cut to Wolf Blitzer. And he's like, well, that's really impressive. Clearly he does know about foreign policy. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
The Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt, some funny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted for smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess. A stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic. And Matt's so-called friends, they make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know. Nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic, the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.